One second. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Region 7 Planning and Policy Council meeting, the last one of the year. My name is Kirby Fye. I'm with the departments. Just a few things to go over before we get the meeting started. Per the Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held virtually in order to keep everyone safe during the pandemic, and we'll reevaluate next quarter. But for now, the council decided to continue to meet virtually to keep everyone safe. So the meeting will be recorded and posted to the department website within the next day or two. Please make sure your phones or your computer are muted if you're not speaking, just to prevent any feedback from coming through. And please also state your name if you are asking a question or commenting on anything, as it's helpful when capturing the minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go through the attendance, and then I'm going to hand it over to Mary, our vice chair. So like I said, my name is Kirby Fye. I'm with the department. I see we have Amanda Myers, Avis Easley, also with the department, Casey Chambers, Jakarta Suggs, Cooper or Cal Bryant, Kurt Hipple with the department, Lawrence Wilson, Lincoln Kaufman, Mary Neal, our vice chair, Jason McCown, Michael Sims, Samantha Hammonds, Kevin Spratlin, Susan Bell, Tom Starling, Zakiria Clark, and then we have two callers. I think one of the numbers, though, is Jason McCown, I believe. Who is the other caller on the phone, on the line?
Eula Whitaker.
Hi, Eula. Also, one of our newest members of the Statewide Planning and Policy Council. I'm glad you can make it, Eula.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go over and hand it over to you, Mary.
Great. Okay, so I just wanted to welcome everybody and thank y'all for taking time out of your morning to come. It feels like it's been a long time since we met last, and it has been a normal amount of time, but it's just been a while since we've seen y'all. I did want to take a few minutes, since we do have a few new names on here, for everybody to just introduce themselves and kind of talk about, you know, what brought you to Region 7, what you're currently doing, and then your favorite self-care activity, just for fun. We do have a presentation today, and we'll leave some time at the end for any announcements or updates people want to give as far as conferences coming up or anything within their organization. But I thought we could take a minute to just do introductions, since it's been a while since we've seen everyone's faces. I can start. So my name's Mary Neal. I have been coming to Region 7, I think since 2014, but it may have even been before that. What first brought me to Region 7 was I was in a leadership position at Lakeside and just wanted to get more involved in community partnerships. I'm currently working as a private practice therapist at Connections Counseling and working on my doctorate at University of Memphis. And my favorite self-care activity is just being outside. Love to go to Shelby Farms, Botanic Gardens, the zoo, and just spending some time in the sun. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go. I'll turn my camera on so you guys can see me. My name is Samantha Hammonds. I am with Alliance Healthcare Services. I am the new CCBHC project director for our CCBHC grant. Same coming here to get more involved and learn about things going on in the community as well. My favorite self-care activity would probably be running.
I guess I will go next. My name is Michael Sams, Director of Crisis Services. I'm not new to this group. I've just been missing for a little while, back off vacation. So it's good to see everyone. Just kind of like Samantha and everyone else said, just to see how we can partner together and bring improvements to our community. And my favorite self-care, oh my goodness, I have a lot of them. I guess it would be to get massages. There we go.
Yeah, anyone feel free to jump in.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lincoln Kaufman. I'm the Lifeline Peer Coordinator for Region 7. I'm with the Memphis Area Prevention Coalition. I guess I've been with them for over three and a half years now. And I also like running, and I also like to do outdoor activities. I'm kind of trying mountain biking, but I got to watch out because it's kind of a dangerous sport, but I'm kind of easing my way into it. But yeah, that's what I've got.
Hey, this is Tom Starling. So I'm with Mental Health America. I've always enjoyed all the regional councils. I try to be active in some of the other ones as well. But I find that when you come to Region 7, you find out that Memphis is a very small town for a big city. And if you want to know what's going on in the world of mental health, it's Region 7 where you get all the juicy gossip and information so you can stay informed. As far as what I'm doing to stay healthy, I don't think that eating donuts is healthy, but it has been a great coping skill. And I guess for something healthy, I'll just put yard work. But that's coming to an end very soon.
I'll go. Hi, everybody. I'm Casey Chambers. This is my first meeting. My colleague, I work with Disability Rights Tennessee, and my colleague Monique Moore was previously on the council. And so I am taking her place, and my goal is to just learn more about the needs of people with mental illness in our state, and just to see how the whole all this works out and how it works. And I think I have been trying to be a gardener. Like, I have tried to grow so many things, but it's not working out all the time. So I'm going to try again. I'm just going to plan a little better come spring. So that's my new hobby that I've been doing.
Well, I'll go next then. I'm Kubra Arkal Bryant. I'm with United Healthcare Community Plan. I'm the Community Relations Manager. I've been coming to Region 7 since 2008. I might be the oldest member there. And but during COVID, I passed my time by taking care of orphaned animals in the yard and little baby birds that fell off the nests and raised baby rabbits and things, all wild. They all returned back to the wild. So that's what I like, taking care of animals.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm also with Mental Health America of the Mid-South. I am the Zero Suicide Program Coordinator for West Tennessee. I've been in one or two of these meetings in the past, but just interested in kind of what's going on and how to get involved and stay involved. Self-care-wise, I do a lot of craft projects, crochet, cross-stitch, stuff to do with my hands to keep myself busy.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin Sproul, and I'm with Memphis Fire Department. and part of our Healthcare Navigator program.
Hey, everybody. This is Jason McCown. I'm the Director of Behavioral Health at St. Francis Hospital, and I've been interested in the community partnership and been a member for the past couple of years, so still happy to be in this role. And as far as my self-care activity, I think getting more than 5 hours of sleep is my number one self-care. Good to see everybody.
That sounds like a good one, Jason. Anybody else that wanted to go?
I'll go. Hi, everybody. I am Pretoria Griffin. I am one of the business development representatives over at Lakeside. I have been involved for about a year now, and my favorite self-care activity is buying ridiculously expensive candles from Bath & Body Works and burning them throughout my house at night to relax.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? Lawrence Wilson.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, I'm the Regional Housing Facilitator for Creative Homes Initiatives / Behavioral Health Initiatives. And I've been in and out of, I haven't been consecutive with the Region 7 meetings, but the ones I have, it's been very informative. And I want to try to get back and stand so I can have an idea of some of the needs that's needed in our community as far as housing with the mental health, substance abuse, and those kinds of things. So, and my self-care is going to the gym, working out, and kind of relieve a lot of stress and everything. So, all right, thank you.
Okay, good. Did anybody else want to go? Speak up now. Okay. Y'all should have gotten the minutes from our last meeting emailed to you by Butch, our secretary, who's just not able to make it today. Did anyone get a chance to review and can give me an approval of the minutes?
Tom Starling, so moves.
Okay, great. Do we have a second?
This is Eula.
I second that.
Okay, thank you, Eula. Okay. Kirby, I think we are to you if you're ready to give updates.
Sure. All right, let me pull this up. So a few updates since we met last. A few of these updates were shared with Regional Council leadership via email, so you may have already been notified of them, but I wanted to go over them again just in case you didn't receive the email. Year 3, FY22 of the 3-year plan is complete and has been posted to the department website. I've included the link in this department update for where you can access that. So when I send this to Butch to include in the minutes, the link will be in there for you to access it as well. The August report of the year 2 FY21 3-year plan is complete. The FY22 mental health block grant application was submitted to SAMHSA on August 26th. Hold on one second, my dog is growling. Okay. The FY22 mental health block grant report is in progress. Councils will have an opportunity to review soon. The department is expanding On Track Tennessee's first episode psychosis initiative to 3 new counties. Funding for this expansion is coming from federal COVID-19 pandemic response grants. On Track Tennessee works with youth and young adults ages 15 to 30 who have experienced a first episode of psychosis. This comprehensive intervention model uses a team of mental health professionals and support services, focusing on helping people work toward recovery and meeting their personal goals. The new locations for OnTrack Tennessee are Montgomery County, served by Mental Health Cooperative, Anderson County, served by Ridgeview Behavioral Health Services, and Rutherford County, served by Volunteer Behavioral Healthcare Services. These counties were selected for expansion based on review of department mobile crisis data, which demonstrated a significant number of face-to-face crisis assessments for ages 10 to 24 in those counties. The department is receiving federal funding to support the mental health needs of people who survived deadly flash flooding in August. More than $116,000 in funding through FEMA, through FEMA's crisis counseling program, will support services for residents of Dixon, Hickman, Houston, and Humphreys counties. The four counties were covered under a major disaster declaration following the devastated flooding in August 2021. Mental health services will be provided through Centerstone, which already has existing relationships in the affected counties and has experience doing this work following natural disasters. The funding through the grant will provide staffing for mental health professionals from Centerstone to visit affected communities, assess needs, and deliver services. This initial funding is designed to provide services for up to 60 days. However, the department is also applying to FEMA for an additional grant, which would provide extended support to survivors for up to 9 months. The department is requesting proposals from community mental health providers interested in providing intensive long-term supportive residential services in East Tennessee. The goal of the ILS program is to provide quality, safe, and affordable permanent supportive housing for individuals discharging from the state's regional mental health institutes. I know this is East Tennessee, and you all are in West Tennessee, but in case you have any colleagues or anyone out there, more information can be found about this funding on the department website, and I've included the link for where it can be accessed. The deadline to apply is November 22nd. Let me see here. The department is seeking proposals from agencies and organizations throughout the state to develop new, safe, quality, and affordable permanent housing options for individuals experiencing mental illness, substance use disorders, including opioid use disorder and or co-occurring disorders. An additional focus of this funding announcement is for individuals ready for discharge from the regional mental health institutes, including those who are uninsured. The deadline to apply is November 22nd, 2021, and I've included the direct link to where you can find the announcement of funding on the department website. The department is also requesting proposals from agencies and organizations throughout the state to develop safe, quality, and affordable permanent housing options to provide ongoing operations for newly created housing options and or to provide recovery support services to benefit residents of newly developed safe, quality, and affordable housing and for Tennesseans living with substance use disorder. This, this is through the Creating Homes Initiative, which 2.0, which focuses on substance use disorder. And the deadline to apply for that is also November 22nd, 2021. And last, but certainly not least, another announcement of funding, which is pretty exciting. The department is seeking proposals from local providers interested in implementing the Tennessee Resiliency Project Grant in targeted communities. The department will provide funding to the seven TDMH SAS Planning and Policy Councils to cultivate partnerships, assess communities' needs, and provide community-based, family-driven, evidence-based services and supports that align with the three TRP grant goals. And the three goals are promote early childhood mental health, increase access to school-based mental health services, and ensure enhanced coordination of crisis care. The deadline to apply for this grant is November 15th, 2021, and I've also included the direct link to access this on the department website as well. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you so much, Kirby. Does anybody have questions for her? Okay. We do have a presentation today given by Erin from Alliance with the Creating Homes Initiatives. I don't see her name on there. Are you the phone number, Aaron? Or Lawrence, do you know if she's coming? I'm sorry, we can't hear you. What did you say?
I hadn't heard from her. You know, we're in two different offices. But I'm going to try to get a hold of her.
That would be great. I know we confirmed with her yesterday, but I don't know if she's held up. Okay, well, just let us know. Why don't we roll into any updates or announcements anyone has? Or anything of concern that y'all would like to bring up for the council?
So this is Tom Starling. We do have an upcoming mental health law workshop. It's been approved for 6 hours of continuing ed for certified peers, social workers, counselors, attorneys, and I'll put that information in the chat.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you, Tom. Anybody else have any organization announcements or new programs they would like to tell the council about?
I do, Mary.
Okay, go ahead.
So, hey, everybody. This is Richard with so just a reminder that our conference will be on November 5th at 8 a.m. So if you need to sign up, I would suggest going ahead and do that because we fill up pretty fast. But we are offering 3 CEUs. So come see us on the 5th.
Okay, you cut out a little bit. I believe you were announcing your November 5th ethics conference. Is that right? And that there's still availability to register. You're cutting in and out. So if you want to email it to me, I can forward any information to the council. Okay, great. Anybody else? Okay, I have not heard back from Aaron. I checked in with Butch. He thought she was coming too. Lawrence, were you able to get in touch with her?
I just talked to her. And okay. She was saying that she didn't get the email, but she's finna run up and should be.
Mary, I just forwarded her the MS Teams information too, just so that she had it in case she didn't have the updated information.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, we can give her a couple of minutes. I really appreciated hearing all of y'all's self-care ideas. We can always get good ideas from other people. Good reminders, too. And I do want everybody to go ahead and put on their calendar. Our next meeting is January 25th from 11:30 to 1:30. And as of right now, it'll still be on MS Teams. So we will forward that out closer to the date too. But just so you have it, Tuesday, January 25th is our next meeting. And we'll probably go ahead and start talking about the needs assessment at that one.
Hi, this is Kubra. Have we heard if Temho conference is going to go ahead as an in-person conference or virtual? Has anybody heard?
Kubra, which conference?
TAMHO. Oh. TAMHO conference in December.
I haven't heard. Kubra, it's Kirby. I haven't heard if it's virtual or in person. I would say it's probably going to be virtual, but don't hold me to that. Because TAMHO just had a conference. There was a conference recently. They were a part of it, I should say. They weren't holding it, and it was all virtual. So don't hold me to that, but I would imagine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I know our next statewide planning and policy council meeting in December, which is usually the same week as TAMHO, we're holding that virtually.
Oh, that was my favorite one.
I know. It always had the best food, too.
Yeah, I know. We had Christmas dinner.
It's been a long time since we planned one of those.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We'll have to have it as soon as we go back to normal. You are serving as a Christmas dinner at one of those statewide meetings.
Oh, Mary, when you mentioned the needs assessment, I forgot to mention this in my update. I'm sorry. So some changes coming to the needs assessment for some of you. I know there's some new people on the call, so I'm just going to go over this a little bit. I'll do a brief description of what the needs assessment is. So every year, each of the seven regional planning and policy councils, along with the Consumer Advisory Board, the Statewide Adult Committee, and the Statewide Children's Committee, participate in an annual needs assessment. During that time, the committees and the councils identify four needs: two mental health and two substance abuse needs in their region, and provide data to support why that's a need in their region. It's then sent to me, and I compile a needs assessment summary document that is shared with the department and Commissioner Williams. And it's something that, you know, she looks at when she's looking at, you know, the budget each year. But the department is also looking at that when they're developing their three-year plan, which they begin work on June of every year. And they'll look at the identified needs and see if there's any way that they can address those needs in their programming. Also, you know, obviously they can't address every need. Some needs, you know, it might not be in the budget, and it could just be needs that you need to work with other departments on in order to get the need addressed. But they do take a look at those needs assessments, and they incorporate those into the three-year plan. Well, like I said, typically we have four. We have two mental health and two substance abuse needs. However, during the legislative proposal season this year, so this was in May of this year, Region 2 suggested increasing those needs to six. And Commissioner Williams took a look at that and decided what she would do is you have the option to submit anywhere from two to six. So you're not required to submit six. It could be two, four, or six, whatever is the identified needs in your region. The only caveat to that is they have to be equal representation. So if you have two, one has to be mental health, one has to be substance abuse, and so on. You can't have more mental health or more substance abuse needs. They just need to be equal. And it's, you know, if there's not a requirement, if it's children's needs or adult needs, it's whatever the needs are in your region. So that's pretty exciting. So the regions and the statewide committees and the Consumer Advisory Board have the option to include more needs starting at this next needs assessment process. So those will be due April 15th, 2022.
Okay, thanks, Kirby. I was just taking those notes down. Okay, it looks like we did have somebody pop on. Is Aaron here and ready to present at this time?
I don't see her name.
Is somebody else the guest that popped on?
I don't. Yeah, I don't see that.
Okay.
I think Kurt had to leave. Kurt had to leave the call, but.
Okay. Okay, well, we may have to just reschedule Erin for January. If anybody else does want to present next year, just reach out to me, Bart, or Butch, and we'd be happy to set y'all up as well. Typically, we give presentations on new programs and anything that would benefit, you know, our community kind of knowing about, or just any kind of specialty area that y'all feel like the council could benefit from hearing about. We also used to have a, someone that would bring lunch and someone that would, be able to talk about their programs. Obviously, we can't do that with Teams, but we are happy to highlight people's organizations and programs as needed, just to make sure everybody's kind of aware of what everybody else does and that we can access each other. Okay, well, I want to give just one more minute if anybody else wants to speak up or anything else that we haven't talked about. Otherwise, this is going to be a short meeting today.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Also, just something to put on everybody's radar because it happens before you know it. but Butch, he serves as chair. Bart, he serves as chair for the Region 7 Council, and his term actually ends June 30th of next year. So it's something to keep in mind. Typically, Mary, so I'm not putting all the pressure on you, but typically the vice chair would move into the chair role at that time if you're able to do it. That's just something to think about. It's not a requirement. But there will be an opening in leadership next year. So just something to think about. That way you're not just, it's one meeting before, which happens in a couple of regional councils. You don't always, you have so many programs going on and different things going on. And then before you know it, it's like, oh, wait, this term's expired. So this term's ended, I should say. Just something to keep in mind as well. If being a part of the Region 7 leadership team is something that you're interested in or want more information about, please reach out to me or Mary or Bart, and we'll be happy to talk with you about it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Carby. All right. So we will see y'all in January, which sounds crazy, but it will be here before we know it. I hope everybody has a good holiday season and a happy new year, and stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.